The following is an exclusive sports presentation from KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. As the Wahigh Blue Devils take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now, here's the voice of Blue Devils basketball, Roy Elia, on Walla Walla's KGDC.
And a pleasant good evening to you basketball fans, wherever you may reside in the Walla Walla Valley or surrounding areas, or perhaps this evening you're joining us by way of the internet. Along with my broadcast partner, Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, and we are delighted to have you with us for another night of Walla Walla High School basketball on your home for Blue Devil Radio. Blue Devil Radio is presented by Big Blue Boosters, promoting athletic excellence, pride, and sportsmanship. And speaking of Big Blue Boosters, on March the 28th, yes, Blue Devil Nation, it's coming up quickly, it's coming up fast. The annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds, set for a 5 o'clock start on the evening of March the 28th. Dinner will be served promptly at 6 o'clock. Tickets are available. Individual tickets, just $50. And table sponsorships, I think, are still available if you would like to choose to go that route. And please give serious consideration, if you attend this event on March the 28th, to bidding once, twice, 10 times, 15 times on the live and silent auction items that will be there at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds the evening of March the 28th, the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction. And more information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters. Our broadcast location is presented by our friends at Tallman's Pharmacy. In the store or to your door, we deliver. Tallman's Pharmacy for West Main Street in Walla Walla. And tonight we're coming to you from our Tallman's Pharmacy at broadcast location courtside at Ridgeline High School in Liberty Lake near Spokane. The Wahigh boys looking to keep their 2025-26 season alive in a loser-out game in the Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament against the homestanding Ridgeline Falcons.
Yeah, here we go again. It's been an exciting playoff so far. We've had our ups, we've had our downs, and here we are ready to do it all over again here at Ridgeline High School, where we go off against the Falcons here in a little bit of time. But hey, it's more basketball, so everybody's happy about that.
Indeed, including these two teams that are coming off tough, tough losses on Saturday in the opening round of this district tournament. The Wahigh boys defeated by a tremendous Mount Spokane Ball Club, 65-43. And Ridgeline came oh so very close to pulling out a win on the road, but came up short in overtime at Sageview in Pasco. And what a game that was. An overtime contest. Sageview 79, Ridgeline 76.
Yeah, I kind of wish I'd been able to watch that one instead of the one that I was watching. Wahigh just came up against a really, really well-polished, well-coached, basketball team in Mount Spokane. I have a feeling you're going to see them in Tacoma, especially if they get all their players back healthy. I think the key to this game, or at least one of the keys of this game, is, you know, can we play patiently? Can we hit our spots? I think we got a little panicked against Mount Spokane, which I think is easy to do against a quality basketball team. But if we can stay in our sets, if we can stay disciplined, then generally good things happen for the old Blue Devils.
Our pregame show this evening is presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And our three-point field goals tonight on the Blue Devils side of the ledger will be presented by our good friend and former Walla Walla High School athlete Bruce Reed. Now, you know we can't talk about the ex-basketball and tennis star without referencing the blue shoes. The pair he wore in 1986 were the first Nike Air Jordans ever seen. And our sincere thanks to George and Chase Hessler of Edward Jones, donating $10 to Big Blue Boosters for every three-point make by Wahigh basketball teams this season. Our quarters will be presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment, the Walla Walla Valley's complete truck repair headquarters specializing in petroleum and water trucks. Call 509-520-3401 or email Darren at darren@mountainhigh.com for more information. And our free throws will be sponsored by our friends Allison and Kevin Peck at Walla Walla Daily Grind, 990 Northeast Grove Street in College Place. Its email address, www.dailygrind@gmail.com. And the baselines and the sidelines brought to you by our friend and Big Blue Booster, maybe you know of him. That's right, it's Peter Allen at Washington Trust Bank.
Well, I mean, happy to do it. It's always fun to support these kids. And speaking of which, I've been thinking, I've got a donation for the auction at the Big Blue Boosters dinner. I've decided to auction off varsity basketball player Nate Allen. He's not great at cleaning. Let's see, smells kind of funny, but he can reach things off of high shelves for you. The starting bidding price is fairly low, but he'll be available in the silent auction for sure.
And then we transition back into our other sponsors. Boy, is that a great segue into continuing this part of the pregame or what? Substitutions will be presented by our friends at Zip Zone Conoco. They're on 9th Avenue in Walla Walla. And our scoreboard updates will be coming to you courtesy of our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call at 509-524-8277. And we're happy to have the Davenport family at Fresh Nature Foods on board this season. They will be sponsoring our Out of Bounds play of the game. And our halftime report, as you all know, presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County. And during the course of that Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report, we'll have halftime statistics presented by our good friends, Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And our postgame show will be presented tonight by our good friend and Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. And during the Chevelle Construction postgame show, we will recognize our Eric Kimball CPA Player of the Game and present you with final statistics presented by our good friends Wahigh alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. And during the course of our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show tonight, we'll have starting lineups presented by Todd Kimball. We'll also have a Coach's Corner interview with Wahigh boys basketball coach Spencer Hessler. But coming up next, a player profile interview presented by our good friend and Wahigh graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions. We'll have that conversation for you when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta at 2555 East Isaacs features handcrafted pizzas, savory pastas, fresh salads, and crowd-pleasing appetizers. Remember Pappy's when you need a caterer for your next event. We can tailor our extensive menu for everything from casual get-togethers to team meetings to staff appreciation days to formal affairs for up to 100 people. To learn more about Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, our menu, and the catering services we offer, visit our website at pappyspizzaandpasta.com. That's PappysPizzaAndPasta.com.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone, presented by Big Blue Boosters I'm Roy Elia, and the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the player profile, presented by our good friend and Wahi graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And we are delighted to be joined by Colt Pemberton, a senior member of the Wahi boys basketball team. And Colt, as we're conducting this interview, it's as a Monday morning practice is winding down prior to an upcoming loser out contest in the Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament at Ridgeline. Blue Devils coming off a loss at Mount Spokane on Saturday. As you look back on that contest, Blue Devils played well in the first quarter, hung with Mount Spokane, trailed just 20-16 after one quarter, but then that heavily favored ball club, the top seed in the district tournament, imposing its will and going on to win 65-43. So what do you take out of that contest that was played last Saturday up at Mount Spokane?
Yeah, it was a tough game. I mean, they're a really good team. Their defense is probably the best we've seen so far this year. But as far as stuff to take out of it, I mean, we hung with them. We know if we – that we had a lull in the second, which they got a 20-point lead then. But honestly, the third and fourth, we hung within 10 to 15 points the whole time. In the first, we were within four. So we know we can hang with these teams. We know we can, like, the number one seed, we were right there with them. And I think taking that into Ridgeline is going to be great for us. I think if we keep that intensity and energy up, I think we can come home with a win and on to Spokane again on Thursday.
Well, I was going to say it was a game where I didn't get the sense that the Blue Devils had any quit in them at all.
Yeah, no. We knew going into that game we're the underdogs. I mean, we're the 8 seed. They're the 1 seed. They're always the 1 seed. They're always the ones coming in. Like, we're going to win this game. It's not going to be very hard. So we went into it with kind of like a – just like give it your all, see what you can do. Like, make an underdog story. I mean, we knew the odds were stacked against us. But, I mean, hell, if we can do that, why not upset them?
Absolutely. And it's one of those deals about postseason play. I mean, just when you think things are figured out, well, they're not figured out, quite frankly. And it was a nice day for the Greater Spokane League. They won 3 of the 4 opening round games, the only exception this ball club that you're going to be facing on Tuesday night, the Falcons of Ridgeline. And they're coming off a very, very tough loss to Sageview, a hard-fought game, an overtime game. 79-76 was the final count in Pasco, and that leads me to believe that the task on Tuesday is going to be a tough one.
Yeah, I mean, those are both great teams. I mean, we've played Sageview close twice. We walked away with the win both times, but I mean, they're a good team. We know from the scouting and stuff, Ridgeline's got some great guys. They got some good players. It is going to be a tough game, but I really do think that if we come together and have great energy and play great defense, I think we can walk home with another W.
And it's nice to know that it's going to be a 6 o'clock game. Is there, you think there's any other, or might potentially be some anxiety if the game is, say, at 7:30 on a school night?
I mean, yeah, 7:30 is a little rough, but you're getting home pretty late and you have to go to school the next morning. But 6 isn't bad. I mean, I prefer 6. I mean, it's an earlier game. It's more like... You don't have to think about it as much. That's true with the anxiety part. You don't have to think about it. I mean, I don't really think I get anxious. Just ready to play. Just more and more towards the game. So it's nice 6 o'clock. Get back earlier.
And what was the mood of the ball club during the Monday practice session?
Oh, we have pretty good energy. I mean, 10 o'clock. I mean, we were all pretty awake. It came. We had quite a few shooting drills, and I don't know. It was a good practice.
Well, that's good to know. And how about the mood of the senior mates, Jacob Griffith and Niall Dumpster? Were there any elaborated thoughts at all from the standpoint of, well, we're to the point now where we've got a win or else?
Yeah, I mean, knowing it's our last games. I mean, none of us are going anywhere for basketball. So knowing this is our last game, we're going to give it our all. We're going to go out there and play our butts off. And, you know, if it's our last game, then so be it. But we had a great ride with Wahi and our AAU team, so it's been a great time.
Those are the comments of Wahi senior Colt Pemberton, bringing to an end This edition of our Player Profile segment, it was presented by our good friend and Wahai graduate Aaron Grimm at ESF Solutions, a relationship company with a focus on general contracting and succession planning services. ESF Solutions, 620 West Pine Street in Walla Walla. And coming up next, the Coach's Corner, when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM, 92.9 FM, KGD.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Welcome back to Blue Devil Radio, everyone. Presented by Big Blue Boosters, I'm Roy Elia. And the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues with the Coach's Corner, presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And head coach Spencer Hessler, the Wahai boys basketball team in a loser out situation at Ridgeline. The Blue Devils coming off a loss last Saturday to a tremendous Mount Spokane ball club, a final score of 65-43. But what happened some 48 hours earlier, nothing short of incredible. The Blue Devils, 48 hours removed from a tough loss at Pasco, somehow, some way, dig deep, go on the road, and keep their season alive with a winner-to-district loser-out win at North Central.
Yeah, we kind of talked a little bit about the character of the group we got. I mean, two at Pasco was probably one of the worst losses we had this season. In my coaching career, it's not a good win or not a good loss for me. So we could easily just kind of pouted through it and went Thursday and played with low effort and just had our season be over. But the guys, we said, have good character. They fight. They're gritty. We came on the road on Thursday and had a great win at North Central. And then I thought Saturday at Mount Spokane, I felt like we played really well. I mean, that's a really good team. They got a lot of size. It's hard when they're 6'6", 6'5", 6'4", and you have to work so hard defensively to kind of, you know, try to slow them down. But I thought we played hard. I thought we battled. And I was actually really proud of the effort on Saturday. So I expect nothing less on Tuesday. I think we're going to go. We're going to fight hard, and we're going to see what happens.
And as far as that Mount Spokane game is concerned, they did what they did without the 6'9 Gureshi.
Yeah, so they should, I mean, 6'9 D1 player didn't play, and they still have all that size and length and athleticism. So credit to them. They're a great program. They're kind of standard out on our side of the state for 3A basketball, and that their style of basketball I would love to play, and I'd love to have that be our standard as well. So they're kind of the team we're striving to be, and you know, we're going to keep working and find a way to get there.
And on Tuesday night, the Blue Devils will be taking on at Ridgeline. They're coming off a very tough loss in overtime to Sageview in Pasco in the opening round of this Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament. Final count was 79-76. And in the player profile interview with Cole Pemberton, I mentioned that if they came that close to winning on the road at Sageview, put up 76 points, you know the task at hand on Tuesday night is going to be a tough one, having to play Ridgeline on its home court.
Yeah, I actually watched that game on the bus, and I mean, Sageview should have lost that game. Ridgeline missed a lot of easy shots, I thought, and probably are kicking themselves for losing that one get away. I like our chances. I watched them multiple times. I think we're going to, I know we're going to play better defense than Sageview played against them. I know we have more pride in our defense with our group. And they match up. We match up very similar with them. They don't have a 6'8", 6'9 guy down low. They're all about our size. And I think we match up well, and I think we'll play a good game.
And these are two teams, two programs that have faced each other in the past, each team winning a game. The Blue Devils, a miraculous come-from-behind win in the district tournament against
Ridgeline, and Ridgeline claiming a winner to state loser out contest in the Wahai Gym. So the history between the two teams, you get the sense that Tuesday night's game could be a dandy.
You had to bring up the lose the game to state, huh, Roy?
I mean,
no,
to be fair,
right? Yeah, no, that was a great game. Yeah, we match up well with them. We're similar type of team. So they have a top 10 GSL score in their point guard, who's about 5'9", and is really, really good at getting the ball in the hole. So we have a tough challenge ahead of us, but I think we understand that. I know we're going to come ready to play and play good defense and compete, and I'm not worried about our effort on the road right now.
I was going to say this team could also be recognized as the road warriors, so to speak, because you go to North Central last Thursday, go to Mount Spokane this past Saturday, going to be going to Ridgeline on Tuesday, and should the Blue Devils come out victorious, another trip to Spokane will be in store on Thursday, and then Saturday, if it gets to that point, who knows?
Saturday will be in Tri-Cities regardless if it gets to that point. I know that. Well, it should be in Tri-Cities. Yeah, we kind of did this to ourselves. You know, we beat Pasco, we have a home game, and it looks different, so when you lose games like that, this is what happens. So we're the 8 seed. We got to go on the road no matter what. It does suck. We have to play 4 times in Spokane. But you know what? It's what it is at this point. I just want to keep playing basketball. So it means going to Spokane. We'll go to Spokane. I was telling my wife, going to have to, you know, the week's going to be hard with the kids, but we got to win and keep going. So she's supporting us. But yeah, it's a task right now. We're going to keep playing wherever we got to keep playing at.
And that will do it for this edition of our Coach's Corner. It was presented by a local irrigation company which wishes to remain anonymous. But in the field, on the road, or in the lab, it's working hard to solve your irrigation problems before they crop up. And coming up next, the Todd Kimball starting lineups when the Hutchins Family Farms pregame show continues after a 1-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And welcome back to Ridgeline High School near Spokane. Along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia, continuing our Hutchins Family Farms pregame show with starting lineups presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve. The starting lineup for the Wahai Blue Devils, as announced by head coach Spencer Hessler. At guard, Kalama Roberson, 5 feet 11 inches tall and a sophomore. At guard, Micah Agert, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a junior. At a guard slash forward, Derek Bingham, 6 feet tall and a junior. At a guard slash forward, Colt Pemberton, 6 feet 2 inches tall and a senior. And at guard, Niall Dumpster, 6'1 and a senior. The starting lineup for the Ridgeline Falcons, as announced by head coach Nick Seaman. Caden Andreas, at guard, 5 feet 9 inches tall and a senior. Cameron Gardner, 6'1", and a senior. Joey Duff, 6 feet 3 inches tall, and a junior. Matthew Ellers, 6 feet 2 inches tall, and a senior. And Dylan Mortimer, 6 feet 4 inches tall, and only a sophomore. The starting lineups were presented by Walla Walla County Commissioner and local farmer Todd Kimball. The next time you see Todd, ask him how he's doing, and he'll likely reply, better than I deserve.
Yeah, this Ridgeline team really is going to go as far as Caden Andreas takes him. I mean, he's averaging about 20 points a game. He's going up the all-time career scoring list in the GSL. He's almost, I believe, if I read it right, he's almost to 1,000 points, which is a great career career milestone for a kid. If we can disrupt him and make it tough for him to score, we're going to be in pretty good shape.
And that'll do it for our pregame show. It was presented by our friends at Hutchins Family Farms. And we'll be back to Ridgeline High School with more after a two-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467 for Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music? You should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial.
Hi, this is Julie Doty. My family owns Walla Walla Transmission on Bennett Street, just north of West Rose. I'd tell you about our current specials, except, well, we don't have any. We realize that monthly specials won't earn your trust or your business. Our goal is to earn your business through exceptional customer service and the highest quality transmission work you'll find anywhere in the valley. If you're having tranny trouble, we can help. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission and give our crew a chance to earn your business. Walla Walla Transmission, 204 Bennett Street, Walla Walla.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at Ridgeline High School near Spokane, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. Our first quarter this evening presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment.
Well, we're getting ready. Their final huddle with the team is happening as they get ready to tip this thing off. It's going to be a good one, I think. It's two pretty evenly balanced teams. It's just who can come out on top today.
Both of these teams seeking their 10th win of the season. Ridgeline 9-12 coming in. The Blue Devils 9-14. Ridgeline, prior to its loss last Saturday, had won four of its five previous contests. You got to think from that standpoint, they come into this game with a little bit more mojo than the Blue Devils, who come in to this contest having lost six of their last seven contests. And the tip controlled by Ridgeline. Here is Grants, gets it on the near side to Garner. Now goes inside to Mortimer. Now it's on the far side. Open three on the way. Up and no good for Duff. Bounced off the rim a couple of times. The ball deflected inside. And ripping the ball away is Derek Bingham for the Blue Devils. Gives it off to Micah Eggert. Eggert trots into the front court on the dribble. He is picked up by Andreas. Micah on the dribble. Far side it goes to Niall Dumpster. 12 seconds on the shot clock between the rings to Kalama Roberson. Roberson on the far wing to Colt Pemberton. Bounce it to the high post. Nobody's home except Ridgeline. Ehlers with the interception. He'll go all the way. He gets tripped on his way to the basket, and he is fouled.
Well, a little bit of sloppiness to start, which isn't a good sign. You know, that's something that really hurt us against Mount Spokane. We have to be patient and disciplined and look for good shots.
Ridgeline inbounds on the baseline in front court, presented by Washington Trust Bank. There's a bullet pass inside. Another beautiful pass for a lay-in put up, and good, great ball movement on the part of Ridgeline. Andreas to Duff to Ehlers for the lay-in. And Ridgeline leads by a score of 2-0. Derek Bingham with the basketball. Lost the basketball near side. It was knocked away. Recovered by Roberson. Saves it inbounds to Pemberton. 12 on the shot clock. Here is Pemberton near side. In the near corner, Roberson. Roberson along the baseline, and a foul is going to be called on Ridgeline. A bumping foul on the baseline going to be called on Duff.
Well, I think that we're starting off in defense. We're doing a lot of switching on Andreas to make sure that he isn't left alone. What we have to be careful of is making sure that we don't leave other guys alone. And that was a nice bucket by Colt Pemberton there under the bucket to start
us. Off an assist by Micah Eggert, and there it is. A minute and a half into the game. There is your Fresh Nature Foods out-of-bounds play of the game. Eggert to Pemberton for the deuce, and we are tied at 2. Colt Pemberton coming off a 15-point performance last Saturday at Mount Spokane as the Blue Devils' first two of this ball game. And there is a three straightaway up and good for Ridgeline. It is sunk by Ehlers. And Ridgeline leads by a score of 5-2. We are 2 minutes in to the first quarter. Eggert out front, going to drive on Andreas, cut off on the baseline, puts up a fadeaway. It's short off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes off to Duff of Ridgeline. Is he going to take it coast to coast? Almost lost it near side, recovers on the baseline, gets it up top to Gardner. Now it is Andreas in possession of the basketball. Goes around a pick by Mortimer. Pass on the far side. Here's a three-pointer put up far side. It is up and no good for Ehlers. And claiming the ball is Colt Pemberton for the Blue Devils. 5-2 Ridgeline, 5:33 and counting left in the first quarter. Far side with the basketball is Derek Bingham. Bingham will drive near side. Puts it up. Off the glass and good. Down in the low block near side. Derek Bingham makes it a 5-4 ball game in favor of Ridgeline.
Yeah, if we can get Derek Bingham going to where he's finishing at the rim, that's a good thing. It's when we get caught in between that it gets to be a problem.
Here is Mortimer down in the low block, gets it up top to Gardner. Gardner will dribble to the far side, offer Andreas. Andreas gets a step on Roberson, gets it on the near side for a three-pointer. In and out, a heartbreak for Ehlers. The ball kept alive by Ridgeline, but the ball taken by Colt Pemberton. A nice job that time by Gardner to try and keep it alive, but Colt Pemberton comes away with a basketball. Here is Micah Eggert off to Roberson. Roberson driving far side. Cut off in deep on the right. Now it's up top to Derek Bingham. Bingham with a basketball. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Bingham stops and pops near side and hits in deep on the left-hand side. Derek Bingham with a deuce, and the Blue Devils lead for the first time in the ballgame, 6-5.
Again, a really good jump spot, balanced shot by Derek Bingham. That's when he's at his best.
Here is Andreas out front, a three on the way. In and out, a heartbreak. It court screwed out, and the rebound comes off. Off a deflection to Colt Pemberton. Now to Micah Eggert. 6-5 the Blue Devils, 4:10 and counting. Time remaining to be played in the first quarter. Eggert near side, bounce it on the near side to Dumpster. Dumpster will drive. The ball is knocked away and out of bounds. Did it go off of Nile, or was it knocked out of bounds by Ridgeline? I believe it was knocked out of bounds by the Falcons, and the Blue Devils will retain. And a zone Conoco substitution, Vincent Dimitrov checks into the contest for the Falcons. Edward Jones, Lawson Knight, scoreboard update. Is Wahigh 8 and Ridgeline 5, another candidate for our Fresh Nature Foods out of bounds play of the game. Eggert to Bingham for the deuce.
Well, again, just Derek Bingham going strong to the rack. We'll see as the Falcons bring the ball up. Again, we'll see how they go about defending Andreas. He's somebody who takes a lot of threes, over 200. There's another one on the way, and he hits.
Oh, nice, smooth delivery, and the ball game is tied at 8-8, 3:38 and counting left in the first quarter. Micah Eggert near side against Andreas. Goes around a pick by Pemberton, picked up on a switch on the far side by Dimitrov. Now he's in the far corner, gets it on the wing to Derek Bingham. Bingham with 10 on the shot clock, on the dribble, stops near side. Pass on the near wing to Roberson with 5 on the shot clock with 4. Here's Kalama into the lane. He is tied up. A loose ball out front. It is recovered. It is taken by Dimitrov. And the play continues as Ridgeline advances into the front court. Here is Andreas with a pass inside. Lay-in put up and good for Duff. Nice pass from the near side. And Ridgeline out in front. 10-8.
Well, we just couldn't get our guys back fast enough on that one. We're rolling around on the floor a little bit too much there.
2:48 and counting left in the first quarter. 10-8, the Falcons. With the basketball is Cole Pemberton. Far side, Niall Dumpster. Niall Dumpster will drive far side, throw up a runner off the glass and off the iron. Offensive rebound. Put back no good by Roberson. And he'll tip it up and in as the ball comes down near side. What a play by Kalama Roberson.
Just an example of how athletic Kalama is. I mean, he's just so bouncy off the floor.
And a quick response by Andreas at the other end. He lays the ball up and in. He has 5 points in the contest, coming off a 21-point performance at Sageview last Saturday night. It's 12-10 in favor of Ridgeline. Bingham throws it up in the lane and misses it off the glass and off the iron. In transition, here come the Falcons. Left-handed lay-in, far side, put up and good by Gardner. And it's 14-10 in favor of the home team.
Well, we're going to have to get back in transition. We can't get caught staying in the half court.
Roberson near side with the basketball. Gets it up top to Eggert. Eggert near side Roberson. A three on the way by Kalama is not close. And the rebound comes off to Dimitrov. Ridgeline passing the front court. Now it's looped near side to Andreas. Andreas into the lane. Reverse lay-in is incredible. Oh, my goodness.
Well, we're going to have to move our feet on defense. We can't just stand there and let them go around us. We're going to have to move our feet.
16-10 Ridgeline, 1:24 and counting. Left in the first quarter, Bingham with the basketball. Lost it far side, recovers it on the far sideline. Now the ball off to Niall Dumpster. Between the rings to Cole Pemberton. Pemberton looking to drive far side, is cut off. Looking to advance, he cannot. Gets it on the near side to Micah Eggert. Eggert is going to put one up. It was blocked by Andreas and taken by Dimitrov. Long pass on the far side to Gardner. Gardner will spot up for a three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound near side, deflected out of bounds by Pemberton. And the ball will stay with Ridgeline. Tipton Conoco substitutions. Gabe Davenport in, along with Luke Higgins for the Blue Devils. And three substitutions for Ridgeline come into the ball game.
Yeah, what Ridgeline is doing when the ball goes up for the Blue Devils is they're releasing somebody immediately. So if Ridgeline gets the ball, they're turning and immediately looking to outlet deep. We got to figure out how to deal with that.
And figure out how to deal with Andreas, who drives down the middle of the lane for two. And Ridgeline is up 18-10. We're in the final minute, time remaining in the first quarter. Derek Bingham with a basketball. With the next dead ball, Jacob Griffith will check in for the Blue Devils. Pemberton gets it inside for Higgins, and Higgins is tied up, and he is fouled down low. The scoreboard update earlier in the quarter presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Jacob in for Cole Pemberton, and checking in for Ridgeline is Hebden. He is in for Andreas.
Well, I think they're trying to get Andreas a little blow here, but for the last 34 seconds.
And the Blue Devils turn the basketball over. Ridgeline to the other end, and a nice knockaway inside by Luke Higgins results in a Ridgeline turnover, and here come the Blue Devils. The shot clock is off. 20 seconds and counting left in the first. Nice spin move into the lane by Roberson. His shot no good. Inside position for Jacob Griffith. And Jay Griff is fouled from behind.
Well, I'd love to see Jay Griff getting in the game here. He's the one who gets us all the intangible stuff that we need.
Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Mortimer back into the game for Ridgeline. And he replaces Dimitrov. Blue Devils inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Loop near side, Davenport. Davenport in the far corner to Jay Griff. 12 seconds left in the quarter. Here is Derek Bingham with the basketball out front on the dribble. He is guarded by Downard. Now he'll drive on the far side. Gets it in the far corner. Davenport for three. Yes, sir! He rattled it home just before the first quarter buzzer sounds, and hopefully that'll give the Blue Devils some momentum going into quarter two. And that Bruce Free three means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. And after one, Ridgeline 18, Wahai 13, and we'll be back in 1 minute. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent trained dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
Did you know that D.A. Davidson has been in business for 90 years? Behind our history is a solid balance sheet and a legacy of community involvement. We encourage our financial advisors like Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro to volunteer throughout Walla Walla and give back to the causes that matter most. When planning your future, why not work with a local firm that truly cares? Visit Bill and Brandon at 102 West Main Street. Fleener Zaro Wealth Management, a member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second quarter is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment. Welcome back to Ridgeline High School, just outside of Spokane, along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Eliot. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Ridgeline Falcons 18-13 as we ready ourselves for the second quarter of this loser-out game in the Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament.
Not a bad first quarter for us. We started off offensively pretty efficiently, but then I think we started to force things a little bit, and that's historically when we've gotten ourselves into trouble.
Here's Higgins down low, far corner Davenport, three on the way by Gabe, is off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound near side, taken up by Derek Bingham. Bingham with the basketball. Dribbles out front, stops. High post to Jay Griff. Jacob Griffith, Derek Bingham. Bingham just inside the free throw line. Dropping off inside to Griffith, who can't score. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back no good, but he is fouled. And that foul is called on Mortimer. That is his first. And Jay Griff to the stripe for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws.
Well, that's, let's see, two on Dimitrov there and one on Mortimer. So a couple fouls on their big guys. Wouldn't mind getting a few more, but
quite a few more.
Just a good job by Jacob Griffith doing the dirty work down low.
Zip zone Conoco substitution. Micah Eggert has re-entered the Blue Devil lineup. He is in for Kalama Roberson. And both Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws up and good for Jacob Griffith to make it a three-point spread. Ridgeline 18, Wahai 15. Ridgeline in possession of the basketball. Shot from the far corner is off the rim, no good. That attempt in the deep far corner for three by Hale. And the Blue Devils claim the rebound. It was claimed by Jacob Griffith. Here is Micah Eggert with the basketball. Ridgeline in a man-to-man defense. A 12-player roster with six sophomores on it. They've got quite a future ahead of them, I think. Here is Derek Bingham with the basketball. Goes into the lane. Stops. Puts it up. Forced it up. And in! Bada bing, bada boom, and Derek Bingham has 8 points in the game. The Blue Devils to within a single point, 18-17. The Blue Devils have run off 7 points in a row. Here's a shot near side for three. It is off the front of the rim, no good. That three-point attempt near side by Hale, and the Blue Devils come away with a basketball. At the next dead ball, Colt Pemberton will re-enter the Wahai lineup. Here is Eggert with a basketball. Bounce it on the near side to Griffith. Now it is off to Micah Eggert. Eggert will drive along the baseline. Get it in the far corner. Here is Higgins. Cut off on the baseline. Gets it on the wing to Micah Eggert. Eggert with a basketball. 9 seconds on the shot clock. He'll drive into the lane and stop. Get it in the near corner. Now it's on the wing to Bingham. Bingham will drive into the lane. Free throw line jumper is around and off a heartbreak. And the rebound comes off to Hale of Ridgeline. He'll pass on the far side and get it back up top. And he'll drive on the near side. He'll get it on the near side to Hebden. He'll go into the lane. Little left-hander is up and good for Jaden Hebden. Nice-looking play. And that stops the 7-0 Blue Devil surge, and it's now 20-17 in favor of Ridgeline. 5:41 and counting left in the second quarter. Bingham near side with the basketball. Gets it in the near corner to Gabe Davenport. Up top to Micah Eggert. Eggert will drive into the lane, and he is tied up, and he is fouled. Fouled in the act of shooting is Micah Eggert. He is fouled on the play by Hale of Ridgeline.
Well, we're starting to see a little bit more movement of the ball, which is good. Micah to the line, one of our best free throw shooters, and see if he can get them both.
Here is the first Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt. It is rounded in. He got it. Kalama Roberson, Cole Pemberton, Zip Zone Conoco substitutions for the Blue Devils. Three substitutions presented by Zip Zone Conoco for Ridgeline. Andreas is back in, along with Duff and Ellers. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Micah Eggert is good. He got them both, and it's a 20-19 ball game in favor of Ridgeline. 5:28 and counting left in the second quarter. Delighted to have you with us for our Blue Devil basketball coverage on this Tuesday night. Near side with the basketball, Andreas. He'll drive by Roberson. Get it on the far side. Three on the way, put up. Off the back of the rim, no good. A follow, no good. That shot from the far side by Duff. And Ridgeline keeps it alive and keeps the basketball. Ridgeline in possession. Down in the low block, it is Ellers. Ellers muscles his way into the lane. Pass far side to Hutz. For Andreas, it goes out of bounds. The ball back to the Blue Devils.
Yeah, really good defensive possession by our Blue Devils there. They're doing a good job switching on Andreas to make sure that he is covered at all times, and we're able to get them to turn the ball over there.
Blue Devils in possession of the basketball, trailing 20-19 along the baseline. Here is Roberson, gets a man off his feet, forces it up and in, and he is fouled! Muscling it up is Kalama Roberson. Roberson scores one for the team. Merrily, 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 life is but a dream.
Yeah, I mean, muscling is right. Kalama so strong off of 2 feet there, pumped him into the air, and was able to convert on the and one here.
And Peter, what you said a moment ago, starting to come to fruition in terms of foul trouble. That last foul, the second on Mortimer of the Falcons. And with 4:49 left in the second quarter, Kalama Roberson will step to the free throw line for a Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. Looking to complete a three-point play. The crowd is hushed here in the Ridgeline High School gym. Just outside of Spokane, the free throw by Kalama is off the front of the rim, and the rebound comes off to Gardner. Gardner lost the basketball near side. It's taken by Roberson. Ridgeline turns it over. Here is Roberson. Far side for Bingham. The ball deflected out of bounds. Far side by Andreas, and the ball will stay with the Blue Devils.
Well, just a good job by Kalama Roberson in taking advantage of a little mishap by the Ridgeline player. He was just on top of it like a pack of wild dogs.
Blue Devils inbound on the far sideline front court, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Bingham with a basketball. Around a pick by Pemberton, picked up in a switch by Duff. Goes into the lane, spin move on Duff. He puts it up off the back of the rim, no good. Keeps it alive, gets it back inside. His put back in the lane is around and good! Holy Toledo! Derek Bingham in double figs, and the Blue Devils lead 23-20.
Yeah, Derek Bingham, classic Derek Bingham play. He's so quick off the floor. You know, he's a little out of control in that first shot, but he's so quick that he was able to get his rebound and put it back up and in.
Lost ball inside. It goes out of bounds off of Ridgeline, and the ball back to the Blue Devils in a zip zone Conoco substitution. Niall Dumpser checks in for Gabe Davenport with 4:01 left in the second quarter. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knights scoreboard update. Wahigh 23, Ridgeline 20, and the Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. And an official's timeout is called.
Maybe somebody might be bleeding.
I think that is correct. One of the Ridgeline players, Ellers, with blood on the front of his jersey. And he will soon be replaced in the Ridgeline lineup, I believe. Well, it appeared that way at first. It looked like Hale was going to return to the Falcons lineup. But no, apparently the situation has been resolved.
Well, always nice when they plug a leak.
Indeed. Especially that kind of leak, for heaven's sake.
If we had a plumbing sponsor, that would have been helpful right there.
Oh, a tempting thought.
Yeah,
yes.
Just like, something to think about.
Oh, something to think about and act upon, as a matter of fact. The scoreboard update moments ago was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277.
Well, looks like we got, might have been Derek Bingham actually there that sprung a leak, but he's got a pad back on, and here we are ready to go.
And the Blue Devils possess the basketball. Here is Micah Eggert, bouncing high post to Kalama Roberson. Roberson has it knocked away. It's stolen by Andreas. Andreas will get it into the front court, left-handed lay-in, put up and good by Gardner. A Blue Devil mistake is cashed in, and the Blue Devils up by one, 23-22. As we approach the 3.5-minute mark, time remaining in the second quarter. Bingham off for Eggert. Eggert driving far side on Andreas, lays it up no good. There for the offensive rebound is Colt Pemberton, but they rule that Colt fouled. on that rebound attempt. That's the first foul in the game on Cole Pemberton.
Well, I thought he was just boxing out, but apparently the officials disagreed with me there.
Ridgeline in possession of the basketball. Andreas pass on the far side to Duff. Duff against Micah Eggert. Duff gets it in the lane for Ehlers. Couple of dribbles, goes into the lane, gets around Bingham. Might have hooked him, but no whistle. And going in for the shot and scoring in the lane is Ehlers. And Ridgeline has the lead, 24-23. 3 minutes and counting left in the second quarter.
Yeah, that was just the good old-fashioned Sean Kemp spin move from the 90s that they got there as Derek Bingham puts another one in.
Oh, what a first half he has had. 12 points, 6 in the first quarter, a half dozen more here in the second quarter, and the Blue Devils reclaim the lead, 25-24. Here's a three out front by Freed. It is no good, and the rebound off to Bingham. Skips a pass in the front to Colt Pemberton, who
wow.
lays the ball up and in.
That was a tremendous full court bounce pass by Derek Bingham to a driving Colt Pemberton for the bucket. That was so pretty.
And the Blue Devils lead 27-24. 2:19 and counting left in the second quarter with a basketball. Far side is Duff. Now on the near side to Freed. Far side Andreas. Now it is in the far corner for a three-pointer that's up and good by Duff. And that ties the ball game at 27-27. A timeout on the floor called by Ridgeline with 2:09 left in the second quarter. And we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
You're listening to Walla Walla's top news talk sports radio station, KGDC AM 1320. Now you can experience Fox News, the Mariners, the Cougars, your favorite talk radio programs, and Wahai Blue Devils Radio crystal clear at FM 92.9. And check out KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM. There you'll find Glenn Beck, Clark Howard, Dave Ramsey, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, and College Place Hawks Radio. That's KGDC 2 at 102.3 FM.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Ridgeline High School near Spokane, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. 2:09 remaining in the second quarter of this boys' basketball contest. Wahai Blue Devils, Ridgeline Falcons tied at 27.
Yeah, we've got a game in front of us.
Micah Eggert possesses the basketball. Round a pick by Pemberton. Picked up in a switch by Ehlers. Now it is up top. Here is Dumpster driving near side. Throws it up near side off the glass and off the iron. Rebound deflected by Pemberton, but taken by Ridgeline. Taken on that occasion by Downard. Here's a looping pass inside from the near side. An alley-oop basket up and good for Duff. Off an assist by Gardner.
We got to start hustling back on defense. They're really getting out on transition off the rebound very, very well. And we have to get back.
Bingham leaves a lay-in short, and Ridgeline comes the other way, leading 29-27. And here's a drive into the lane, a bit of a Euro step, almost a travel. Shot put up no good by Ehlers. Offensive rebound claimed by Ridgeline. In the far corner, here's a three-pointer put up by Duff off the side of the backboard. Another offensive rebound for Ridgeline. Here's Andreas, a three straight away. That one is no good. Another offensive rebound. Ehlers claims this one. Gets it on the near side of Downard. Goes into the lane, puts the ball up and in, and a foul call. Too many chances.
Well, that's exactly right. We're going to have to put a rear end on somebody, as they say, Roy. We're just not boxing out, and we're not big enough to not box out. And if we're going to lose the rebounding battle, then we're going to be in real trouble, especially if we continue to give them offensive rebounds.
Zip Zone Conoco substitution, Luke Higgins into the game for Colt Pemberton, and the Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is missed by Downard. He does not complete the three-point play, and it remains 31-27 in favor of Ridgeline. We're in the final minute of the second quarter, 47 seconds and counting to be more precise. Micah Eggert with a basketball on the far side. Derek Bingham, long three on the way, off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound off to Gardner. Gardner pass on the near side to Downard. Downard will bounce it inside for Duff. Duff gets it up top. Wide open out front. Three on the way put up by Ehlers is up and good. 34-27 in favor of Ridgeline. The shot clock is off. 20 seconds and counting left in the second quarter. Derek Bingham with a basketball. On the dribble out front, a slow dribble out front as we now advance to 10 seconds left in the quarter. Down to 8, down to 7. Bingham with a basketball. Drives near side. Stops in deep on the left-hand side. Forces one up. Missed it. Rebound deflected by Gardner. Taken by Bingham in the lane. And that's going to do it for the first half. And here at the halftime, Ridgeline 34, Wahai 27. We'll be back in 2 minutes with our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report. Listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Spring is calling, and your next trip starts right here in Walla Walla. Fly from the Walla Walla Regional Airport with Alaska Airlines. Skip the drive and enjoy free parking, quick check-in, and friendly hometown service. From weekend getaways to springtime adventures, Alaska Airlines connects you worldwide with comfort and reliability. This spring, take off the easy way. Fly local, fly Walla Walla, where parking is always free. Book your ticket today at alaskaair.com.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And welcome back to Ridgeline High School, just outside of Spokane. Along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Ridgeline Falcons in this loser out game in the Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament. The count here at halftime, Ridgeline 34, Wahai 27.
Yeah, not a great finish to the end of the first half, but by and large, I think they've executed Coach's game plan. It's pretty clear that he is all in stopping Caden Andreas, which they've done a good job. Only 9 points all in the first quarter. And they've been okay with letting everybody else shoot. Challenge there is that when they get open shots, they've been hitting them. Also, we have let them take advantage of the offensive glass. They've out-rebounded us there and gotten second shots, which they've hit. Offensively, you know, generally pretty good, although I think there's a little bit too much reliance on Derek Bingham getting into the lane. It'd be nice. I think they've read the scouting report. They know that what we do. They know that Derek's a high-usage player. I would love to see Derek get into the lane and look to kick, because I think that that can get open shots on the outside, open it up, and get us into the lane again. So that would be an adjustment that I might try to make in the second half. But by and large, you know, it's a 7-point game. There's a lot of basketball left, and by no means is this game over.
And our halftime report is presented by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, 33 East Main Street in Walla Walla. We begin our Land Title of Walla Walla County halftime report with halftime statistics presented by our good friends Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Pasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. The first half scoring 4, Ridgeline. Andreas with 9, 4 for Gardner, 7 for Duff. Downard had 2, Hebden had 2, and Ellers with 10. Ridgeline with 15 field goals in the first half, 4 from outside the arc. Falcons were 0-for-1 from the free throw line, and Ridgeline was called for 6 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 4. Micah Eggert, 2. Derek Bingham with a game-high 12. Gabe Davenport with 3. Jacob Griffith with 2. And Colt Pemberton with 4. The Blue Devils with 11 first-half field goals. 1. Bruce Reed, 3. Blue Devils were 4 for 5 from the free-throw line and were called for only 3 personal fouls. Our halftime statistics were presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company. Spasco office serves the Tri-Cities area, Yakima Valley, and Northeast Oregon. In our halftime score, Ridgeline 34, Wahai 27. We will continue the land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report after a one-minute timeout. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's 5 divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
Hard work necessary. Long days and nights required. Weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier comfort system, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at Ridgeline High School, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Ridgeline Falcons 34-27 here at halftime. This is a loser-out game in the Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament. The winner of this game will play another loser-out contest on Thursday. The winner on its way to possibly pulling off a miracle, another step toward pulling off a miracle, to win Thursday, a win Saturday to go to state. The loser will see its season come to an end.
Yeah, whoever comes out of this game is still has their work cut out for them. They have to play the winner of Central Valley and University, and then whoever comes out of the other side of the loser's bracket. So, you know, if we survive this, you know, we'll get some more basketball, but by no means is our work done.
We continue our land title of Walla Walla County Halftime Report with the score at Ridgeline 34 and Wahai 27 by telling you once again the annual Big Blue Boosters fundraising dinner and auction scheduled for March the 28th at 5 o'clock at the Walla Walla Fairgrounds. And more information can be obtained by contacting Walla Walla High School or Big Blue Boosters.
Yeah, it's a great event. There's a lot of really fun stuff, including the ability to sit here with Roy. You can bid on that. I did last year, and I'm still here. So, you know, I don't know whether that's come bid on it and save me, or you're going to have to fight me for it, probably the second one. But it's a great event. Come out and support your Wahai athletes and your community.
And, Peter, that blood issue, such that Derek Bingham will be wearing number 25 in the second half.
Oh, indeed.
Instead of his customary number 2. So the 2 has to make room for the 5 on the back of that black Blue Devil jersey. The Blue Devils in black jerseys this evening with royal blue numerals, royal blue lettering, and a hint of silver trim. And Ridgeline, of course, dressed in home white jerseys. And the rest of the jersey, it's all about green, and it's all about gray.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's looking good out here. Even you, buddy, as always. So, you know, we're looking good. Hopefully the kids in black and blue are going to play good. Yeah, you know, under the theory of look good, play good.
Hopefully at the end of the night they will not be black and blue.
True.
On the jerseys.
Yep. Well, another 2 quarters to fight for our survival, and we're about to get underway here.
Our halftime report was sponsored by our good friend Phil Wasser at Land Title of Walla Walla County, handling all kinds of real estate transactions, both commercial and private, including broker and for sale by owner transactions. 33 East Main Street is where you'll find Land Title of Walla Walla County. And our third quarter this evening is presented by our good friend, former Wahigh athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment.
All right, well, you know, Wahigh is set with the starting lineup here, ready to go, looking determined, and out comes the Falcons to respond. Here we go, folks.
And the Blue Devils in this third quarter will be moving from left to right, Ridgeline vice versa. Boy, there's kind of a hush. It's almost as if we're playing on a neutral floor.
Yeah, not a big student section here at Ridgeline. I don't know if there's something else going on, but, you know, for a Tuesday night, I mean, maybe the kids are studying. I don't know.
Studying for their midterms?
Could be.
Oh, with that said, I think they have the entire week off. They have a midwinter break, if I read their website correctly. Perhaps that has something to do with it.
So they're all at Disneyland.
What? Kids, where are you going? I'm going to Disneyland. In the meantime, a miss out of the halftime break by Ridgeline, but the ball knocked out of bounds by the Blue Devils, and here's a beautifully executed out-of-bounds play as Andreas finds Duff inside for the lay-in. And it's now a 9-point spread, 36-27 in favor of Ridgeline. Here is Cole Pemberton driving near side. Puts it up. He is blocked, and he is fouled by Mortimer, who I believe just picked up his third personal foul of the ball game, Peter.
He did. That's a quick one for one of their big guys. So, again, something for them to keep an eye on, something for us to take advantage of.
First Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Colt Pemberton is up and good. Nice to see his mother, Carolyn, before we departed the Walla Walla High School parking lot today. Carolyn, of course, outstanding volleyball player at Walla Walla High School, then starred at Central Washington University. A member of the CWU Athletic Hall of Fame, and deservedly so. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is missed. Here is Andreas into the lane, gets it in the near corner. Gardner for three. That's going to be short. The rebound is deflected by two Blue Devils and a pushing foul. A foul is going to be called on Ridgeline. A pushing foul is going to be called on Ehlers of the Falcons. And the spread remains 8 for Ridgeline. Ridgeline 36, the Blue Devils 28.
Well, let's see if we can get something going. Love to see this ball move around.
Top of the key, Cole Pemberton, one dribble. Now to Niall Dumpster. He'll try a three straight away and hit it!
There we go.
A dumpster fire here in the third quarter, and the Blue Devils close to within 5. 36-31, Ridgeline, 6:48 and counting left in the third quarter. Gardner near side with a basketball, gets it up top to Ehlers. He'll bounce it inside to Mortimer. Mortimer against Bingham. Gets it in the far corner. Here's a three on the way. Off the back of the rim, no good for Andreas. Rebound deflected out front, taken by Ridgeline. Three put up and no good by Duff. Another offensive rebound. It's taken by Mortimer. And we're going to have a whistle and a foul called on the Blue Devils. And it's called on Micah Eggert.
Again, this is something we're going to have to get better at. We're letting them have second, third chances here, and that costs us a foul on Micah.
Ridgeline in possession of the basketball. Here is Andreas along the baseline. He'll bounce it to Duff. Duff cutting to the goal strong. Puts it up off the glass and off the iron. And the rebound off to Kalama Roberson. And now to Micah Eggert. 36-31 at Ridgeline, 6:13 and counting left in the third quarter. Eggert with a basketball, far side Roberson. Roberson will drive in, reverse lane is amazing! Holy Toledo, what a play by Kalama Roberson as he burns by Duff. In that case, you could say Kalama had the stuff against Duff. And at the other end, here is Mortimer laying the ball up and in transition, cutting down the right side beautifully for his first 2 points of the ball game. And it's a 5-point spread, 38-33 in favor of Ridgeline. Pemberton with a basketball, driving near side against Mortimer, stops down in the low block. He'll bounce it inside to a cutting. Eggert for the lay-in!
Really nice cut by Micah Eggert here. Now we're getting into the full court press here to try to disrupt him a little bit.
38-35 in favor of Ridgeline, just inside of 5.5 minutes left in the third. An alley-oop pass inside off the hand of Mortimer and taken by Derek Bingham. Bingham into the front court with a basketball. Bingham near side, in deep on the right. loops it out front for Niall Dumpser. Far side, Micah Eggert. 5:08 and counting left in the third. 38-35 in favor of Ridgeline. Near side, here's Eggert with the basketball. Gets it up top for Dumpser. Near side to Eggert. Eggert into the lane. Eggert throws it up with the left hand. Off the glass and off the air. No good. Fighting hard for the rebound is Pemberton. And Pemberton puts it back up and in.
Great effort by Colt Pemberton. Just a classic Colt Pemberton play there.
Seven in the game for Colt. The Blue Devils within one. And a turnover. Here is Pemberton into the front court for Roberson. Roberson will lay it in with a left hand. And the Blue Devils have the lead. 39-38 over the stunned Ridgeline Falcons.
Well, the full court press just disrupting them a bit. Oh. Well, and they can't finish their lay-ins. That's going to be helpful for us.
They missed a lot of lay-ins the other night, according to Coach Hessler, and it cost them dearly in that 79-76 overtime loss. That miss a moment ago by Ehlers, and the Blue Devils possess the basketball. Here is Eggert on the near side. Drops it off for Dumpser. Dumpser will drive into the lane, bouncing inside for Pemberton. Shot put up off the glass and off the iron, and the rebound off to Ridgeline, taken by Duff. Duff is going to take it coast to coast. Throws it up wildly and missed it. Mortimer gets the rebound. His putback in the lane is good. Mortimer trailing the play gives the Falcons a 40-39 edge, and Spencer Hessler wants a timeout with 3:54 left in the third. Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Ridgeline 40, Wahai 39, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The third quarter scoreboard update was presented by our good friend Lawson Knight at Edward Jones. If you're going to invest, do so with the best. Give Lawson a call, 509-524-8277. Blue Devils possess the basketball, trailing Ridgeline 40-39. 3:48 and counting left in the third quarter. Gabe Davenport, a zip zone Conoco substitution during the timeout period. Pass out front deflected, recovered by Eggert. Eggert will dribble near side, throw it up with the right hand and miss it. Pemberton keeps it alive, and the ball off to Derek Bingham, who puts the ball up and in to give the Blue Devils a 41-40 edge.
Well, at least we're a little bit more active on the glass this half so far. Still got to keep them off the offensive boards, but it's nice to get a couple of our own.
Ridgeline in possession of the basketball. Up top, Ehlers against Derek Bingham. He'll get it in the lane for Gardner. Back on the near side, here's Ehlers, blocked by Bingham, gets it back on the near side, gets it in the near corner, driving on the near side, stopping on the base, or on the wing, I should say, is Duff. He misses, but here is another attempt by Ridgeline. Far side, shot put up and no good by Andreas. Another offensive rebound by Ridgeline, and it's going to result in a basket for Ehlers. Ehlers gives Ridgeline a 42-41 lead.
Yeah, I mean, again, the story of this game so far is Ridgeline offensive glass.
Here is Roberson near side, almost tied up. He's double teamed. Bounce it near side, Davenport. Davenport will drive into the lane. Left hander off the glass, and that's all. And the rebound off to Gardner. Ball knocked away by Roberson, but taken by Ridgeline. And Ridgeline in transition. Inside with the basketball is Downard. He'll get it on the far side. A wide open three put up and good by Gardner. 4-point lead for Ridgeline, 45-41. 2:09 and counting left in the third quarter. Micah Eggert with a basketball on the dribble. Near side to Pemberton. Pemberton at the high post goes into the lane against the much taller Ehlers. Puts it up and in over the much taller Ehlers. Colt Pemberton, 5 in the quarter, 9 in the game. 45-43, Ridgeline, 1:48 and counting left in the third quarter. Andreas with a basketball gets it up top to Ehlers. Ehlers will drive into the lane. He'll put the ball up and in.
We just got to find somebody to step in front of him there. We had three guys on him, and no one stepped up to take a charge or challenge him at all.
And a full timeout call by the Blue Devils with 1:32 remaining in the third. 47-43 Ridgeline, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back once again at Ridgeline High School, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Eliah. Ridgeline Falcons leading the Wahai Blue Devils 47-43 in this loser-out game in the Class 3A District 6 Boys Basketball Tournament. The winner will advance to a loser-out game on Thursday. The loser of this game will see its season come to an end.
Yeah, I think that the key to the last minute 32 of this quarter and the fourth quarter is going to be the grind. It's going to be the grit and grind of who wants it more. That's going to be getting rear ends on people. It's going to be hustling. It's going to be getting back on defense. And it's going to come down to who wants it more.
Blue Devils in possession of the basketball. Micah Eggert on the far side. Roberson. Roberson will drive strongly far side. Put the shot up and miss it. He got around the defender that time. He got around Downard easily but could not finish. And Ridgeline comes the other way, leading 47-43. Gardner will bounce it inside. Downard has the ball knocked away. Tried to save it going out of bounds. Saved it to Davenport. And now it's Eggert on the near side. Luke Higgins. The ball off of Luke's head, but he recovers. Off to Davenport. Near side to Higgins. Higgins will stop at the high post. Get it up top to Micah Eggert. Eggert on the dribble. Eggert far side. Eggert along the baseline. Is cut off. Gets it on the far side to Pemberton. Pemberton into the lane. He'll throw one up. And in! 7 in the quarter. 11 in the game for Colts.
Yeah, when Colt Pemberton decides to go up and through his defender, he is really, really effective at getting the ball in the bucket.
Here's Andreas far side. Gets it in the lane. Shot put up and missed. It was missed down low by Downard, and the Blue Devils come away with the basketball.
I think Cole Pemberton got a piece of that.
Well, I wouldn't be at all surprised. He's been very, very active in this game. 22 seconds and counting left in the third. 47-45 Ridgeline. Far side here is Roberson with a spin move. On the near side, it's Higgins. Higgins to the high post. Near side for Davenport. Up top to Pemberton. Got a two-second differential between shot clock and game clock. Here's a three near side by Davenport. Online but short. Rebound off to Andreas. Down to 3 seconds. Down to 2 seconds. He'll drive into the lane by three Blue Devils to score at the buzzer. And after three, it's Ridgeline 49. You're absolutely right. Ridgeline 49, Wahai 45. And we'll be back in 1 minute. Listening to Blue Devil Radio. Presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, LNG Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at LNG Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, LNG Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
Pappy's Pizza and Pasta is your go-to spot for mouth-watering, thin-crust pizzas, delectable pastas, hearty sandwiches, fresh salads, and ice-cold beer, all prepared with love and served with a smile. We at Pappy's pride ourselves in offering delicious meals that bring families together at prices that won't break the bank. Our inviting atmosphere is perfect for a casual lunch or a cozy dinner. And with the best patio in town, dining al fresco has never been better. Pappy's Pizza and Pasta, 2555 East Isaacs, Walla Walla.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The fourth quarter is presented by our good friend and former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment.
Well, we were able to take a little bit of that lead at the half and shrink it down to four. Our offense has looked good, but we're going to have to keep them off the glass if we're going to win this game.
Cole Pemberton down low. Muscles went up no good down in the low block, but he is fouled by Dimitrov. Dimitrov with a foul. That is his third. And Cole Pemberton to the free throw line for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. The first off the front of the rim, dances on the rim two or three more times, and falls off. Tough break there for Pemberton and the Blue Devils, who trail 49-45. We are 10 seconds in to the fourth quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw up and good, and Colt has a dozen points in the ball game. Derek Bingham through three quarters, tied with Ellers for game-high scoring honors with 14. 49-46 in favor of Ridgeline. Here's a looping pass inside, and on the alley-oop, the ball laid up and in by Mitrov.
Well, we got to fight through screens, which unfortunately Derek Bingham didn't do right there, and that caused an easy alley-oop layup right for Ridgeline.
Spin move in lane by Bingham. His shot just inside the free throw line is no good, and the rebound off to Dimitrov. Dimitrov on the far side where the basketball is freed. Gets it up top to Ellers. Ellers off to Freed. 51-46 Ridgeline, 7:06 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here's a pass inside and a lay-in put up and good by Duff. Duff got by Bingham to score. He has 11 points in the game, and it's a 7-point spread now, 53-46 in favor of Ridgeline. Eggert into the lane, throws up a runner. It's around and off, no good, and the rebound off to Ellers. Ellers will pass in the front court, far side to Freed. Freed, left-handed lane, left it short. The rebound off to Higgins on the near side to Pemberton. Blue Devils get a break, still trailing by 7, 53-46. Pemberton into the lane. Little short shot in the lane is no good, and the rebound comes off to Freed of Ridgeline. Falcons in possession of the basketball. The next dead ball, Gardner will re-enter the Ridgeline lineup. On the dribble out front is Duff. Now to Andreas. Andreas, with 11 points in the game thus far, has the ball knocked away far side. Now he just lost it out of bounds, and the ball will go back to the Blue Devils.
I tell you what, Ridgeline's scoring has been pretty balanced. Statistically, Andreas is their high scorer by a lot, but Ellers and Duff and Mortimer have contributed today. I mean, they've kind of had the ability to counteract our defensive strategy of stopping Andreas. They've responded.
We're 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. The Blue Devils trailing by 7, 53-46. In the near corner, here is Davenport for three. It's good off a pass from the low block by Roberson. He skipped a pass into the near corner and gave Davenport a Bruce Reed three. That means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. 53-49, Ridgeline, 5:37 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Ellers gets it on the near side. Gardner spots up for a three. It's off the back of the rim, no good. Long rebound is taken by Roberson on the near side to Eggert. Eggert into the front court on the dribble. He is picked up by Duff. On the far side, it is Davenport, a three on the way by Gabe. That one's going to be short. And the rebound comes up to Dimitrov of Ridgeline. 53-49 Ridgeline, 5:12 and counting left in the fourth. Driving on the way, left-handed lane put up and missed by Andreas. The ball knocked out of bounds along the baseline, and the ball will go back to the Blue Devils. Much to the chagrin of Andreas.
Well, looks like he stepped on the line there. Which, you know, if you get 2 feet down, it's a catch. That's right. Isn't that how it works?
I think so.
Yeah.
Unless they change the rules for the umpteenth time. Yeah, we have a 30-second timeout call by the Blue Devils with 5:01 left in the fourth. 53-49 Ridgeline, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at Ridgeline High School near Spokane, along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia. Wahigh Blue Devil boys trailing the Ridgeline Falcons 53-49. Blue Devils possess the basketball. High post, Colt Pemberton. Near side, Gabe Davenport. Davenport stops the free throw line. Far corner, it goes to Roberson. Roberson driving in. Stops. Bounce it inside for Pemberton. Pemberton gets it up top to Bingham. Derek Bingham with a basketball with two on the shot clock. Bingham will put up a fadeaway jumper. It's off the back of the rim, no good, and the rebound comes off to Ridgeline, taken by Ellers. Ellers into the front court. Stops on the near side. Almost carried the basketball. Near
almost.
Side, Gardner. Gardner will get it in the lane for Ellers. Pass inside, deflected and taken by Bingham of the Blue Devils. 4:22 and counting left in the fourth. 53-49 in favor of Ridgeline. Bingham with a basketball. Off for Eggert. Eggert will drive. He'll put it up with the right hand. No good. And the rebound comes off to Dimitrov. Now on the near side to Gardner. On the far side, Ellers. Inside for Dimitrov. The ball off of his hands and taken by Pemberton. An unforced error on the part of the Falcons, and the Blue Devils get the basketball back. Your Edward Jones, Lawson Knight scoreboard update as we go inside of 4 minutes left in the fourth. 53-49 in favor of Ridgeline. Here is Colt Pemberton. Bounce it inside. The ball is knocked away. It was kicked. It was kicked in the lane. And they're going to say the ball was kicked by the Blue Devils, and the ball back to Ridgeline.
Well, a little bit of frustration from the Wahai bench there, but that's the way it goes. Now we're back on D, getting after it.
Tough break for the Blue Devils. Ridgeline possesses the basketball. Here is Duff between the rings to Gardner, inside for Andreas. He'll dribble to the near wing. Gets it up top to Gardner. Niall Dumpster will check in for the Blue Devils at the next dead ball. Here is Andreas, a three on the way from the wing. Up and good. That's a big, big basket. Just his second basket since the first quarter, but it puts Ridgeline up by 7 at 56-49. 3:16 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Far side here is Roberson along the baseline. Spin move into the lane. Has the ball knocked away. Recovers on the far side. Now he'll skip a pass in the near corner to Davenport. He'll dribble to the wing. High post to Bingham. Getting to the point now where the Blue Devils can't afford many more empty possessions as Bingham misses one out front. The rebound off to Gardner. On the far side, Andreas. Andreas on the far side, will bounce it inside, and the ball is lost out of bounds, or was it knocked away by the Blue Devils? It was knocked away by the Blue Devils, and a 30-second timeout called by Ridgeline with 2:50 left in the fourth quarter. 56-49 Ridgeline, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Back once again at Ridgeline High School, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Ridgeline Falcons 56-49. 2 minutes, 50 seconds remaining to be played in the fourth quarter. Ridgeline in possession. Here is Andreas in the lane. Far side to Gardner. He'll spot it for a three over Dumpster. It's around and off, no good, and the rebound comes off to Derek Bingham. The Blue Devils still very much alive, but in desperate need of a basket.
Yeah, we're going to have a really we need to have a really good offensive possession here, resulting in a bucket.
Eggert with a basketball on the near side. Here is Dumpster. Dumpster gets by a man, is cut off on the baseline. Near side, Bingham spots up for a three. It's off the rim, no good. Rebound off to Roberson. Roberson dribbles into the lane. His reverse lay-in is up and good. Roberson with 10 in the game, 56-51 Ridgeline. 2:11 and counting left in the fourth quarter, and a foul at the midcourt area going to be called on Niall Dumpster.
Well, I think maybe that could have been a hook and hold there, but they're not going to call that at this level, I don't think.
That is the second personal on Niall. Each team with just one team foul here in the fourth quarter. 56-51 in favor of Ridgeline. Here's a three out front. It's on the way. It's off the rim, no good for Duff. And the rebound off to the Blue Devils. Dumpster off to Eggert. 2 minutes and counting left in the fourth quarter. 56-51 in favor of Ridgeline. Eggert with a basketball around a pick by Pemberton. Andreas stays with him. Up top here is Dumpster for three. That's going to be short. Rebound deflected. It's going to be taken and kicked out of bounds. Not going to be taken by anyone. It's picked out of bounds far side by Andreas. And the ball will stay with the Blue Devils with 1:47 left in the fourth quarter. The Zip Zone Conoco substitution. Gabe Davenport checks in for Niall Dumpster. Blue Devils to inbound on the far sideline front court presented by Washington Trust Bank. Lama Roberson in for Micah Eggert. Eggert on the dribble. Top of the key to Pemberton. Now to Eggert. Eggert drives near side against Andreas. Cut off. Now it is Pemberton into the lane. Far side to Davenport. Between the rings to Eggert. Eggert on the far side on the dribble. He'll bounce it inside. Pemberton lays the ball up and in.
What a great look by Micah Eggert, taking all the defenders with him and then dumping it to Colt for the easy bucket.
56-53 Ridgeline. 1:17 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here is Duff going inside. He's blocked by Pemberton. He goes down, and he lost the ball out of bounds. Oh-ho! Blue Devils very much alive, and then some. A full timeout called by Ridgeline with 1:13 left in the fourth. Ridgeline 56, Wahai 53, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
And down the stretch they come. Welcome back to Ridgeline High School near Spokane. Along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Ridgefield Falcons 56-53. A minute and change left in the fourth quarter. A minute and 13, to be more specific.
Yeah, the Ridgeline faithful a little upset at that last call, but Colt Pemberton went straight up and just played really good defense in order to get the ball back for the Blue Devils.
Micah Eggert into the front court with a basketball. Off for Derek Bingham. Bingham, nice crossover dribble, goes into the lane, drop it off inside. He wanted to drop it off inside for Pemberton, but the ball is lost and taken by Ridgeline. Near side, Andreas gets it middle of the floor to Ellers. Ellers gets it in the near corner to Gardner. Now they'll skip it up top. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Blue Devils need to double team, perhaps force a turnover. Here is Ellers, top of the key. Gets it on the far side. Layup put up and good by Duff. It's a two-possession game. 37 seconds and counting left in the fourth quarter. 58-53 in favor of Ridgeline. Blue Devils don't have a whole lot of time. Here is Bingham far side with a basketball. We're down to 28 seconds. Bingham drives into the lane. He'll throw up a runner. It's short. Rebound deflected to the near side. Taken by Davenport. A three on the way. My game is good! From the near corner of Bruce Reed. 3-4 game. Davenport to keep Blue Devil hopes alive with 20 and 2/10 seconds remaining in the fourth quarter. Ridgeline 58, Wahai 56.
Well, that's just an example of Wahai scrapping and kicking and clawing and tipping the ball out to a shooter who makes shots. Gabe Davenport, just an excellent shooter, especially from the corner. Had it, fired, bucket.
And that Bruce Reed three means $10 more for Big Blue Boosters. Thank you, George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. 58-56 in favor of Ridgeline. With 20 and 2/10 seconds remaining in the final period. Each team with just one team foul here in the fourth quarter. So I'm thinking we're going to see a few fouls here in the next few moments.
Yeah, I would think so. Lots of fouls to give. So nobody's going to let anybody have any sort of flow or rhythm here, I don't think. But we're going to have to make something happen on the defensive end in order to get that ball back.
Yes, indeed. The shot clock is off. Blue Devils back out on the floor. Niall Dumpser, Derek Bingham, Kalama Roberson, Micah Eggert, and Colt Pemberton, the Blue Devil representatives on the floor. And the ball will be inbounded in the backcourt along the Washington Trust Bank baseline by the Falcons. Blue Devils will pick up in the backcourt. It's going to throw a long downcourt pass for... Oh, a foul's going to be called on Roberson. He knocked the ball away from Andreas. Andreas goes down hard, but a foul is going to be called on Roberson.
Honestly, I thought that was good coverage. He looked back for the ball. That was not pass interference, Roy.
Not at all. Tough break for the Blue Devils, and Ridgeline will inbound on the baseline, presented by Washington Trust Bank. The baseline in front court this time with 19.4 seconds to go. The ball inbounded near side. With the basketball is Ellers, and he is going to be fouled on the near side by Colt Pemberton.
Yeah, we're just working through our fouls to give, and if we steal the ball, great. If not, eventually we'll get them to the line, and hopefully they'll miss their free throws.
Zip zone Conoco substitution, Jacob Griffith in for Colt Pemberton with 17.1 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 58-56 in favor of Ridgeline. Ehlers looking to get it in, does so on the near side, and a grabbing foul going to be called on Kalama Roberson as he grabbed Gardner from behind.
Wahid being pretty efficient with their fouls here. Only about 4 seconds have come off the clock since we started fouling.
16.5 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 58-56 Ridgeline. The ball inbounded near side, and a grabbing foul is going to be called on Jacob Griffith. He fouled Ehlers, who will be stepping to the free throw line for a couple of Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws. With 14 and 7/10 seconds remaining in the final period. Ridgeline up by a deuce, 58-56. Ehlers in the ball game thus far with 14 points. And the first freebie on its way, it is off the mark. He missed it. Zip zone Conoco substitution. Mortimer has checked in. And the Blue Devils, after a couple of zip zone Conoco substitutions with Davenport, Eggert, Roberson, Bingham, and Pemberton. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw by Ehlers. That's around and in. They're not going to count it. Lane violation call. The ball back to the Blue Devils with 14.7 seconds left in the fourth.
Ehlers, a 71% free throw shooter on the year. So that's a little bit surprising, Roy.
Statistically, a turnover for Ridgeline. The Blue Devils inbound in the backcourt. Ridgeline to pick up in the backcourt. Here is Eggert down the far side and a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 11.1 seconds left in the fourth. Hang on to your hats. Hang on to your seats. Ridgeline 58, Wahi 56. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. KGDC.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Blue Devils Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Ridgeline 58, Wahi 56. 11.1 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The Blue Devils possess the basketball out of the timeout period. The Blue Devils will inbound on the far sideline presented by Washington Trust Bank.
Again, we need to be patient and get a good shot. It doesn't have to be a three. We're happy to tie the game and go into OT, but we need to get a good shot and not force it.
Gabe Davenport to inbound on the far sideline for the Blue Devils. Official's whistle sounds. The ball inbounded in the backcourt to Eggert. Eggert on the far side. Far corner Roberson. He'll drive along the baseline. Get it in the near corner. Davenport is fouled. A tipping. A three-point shot with 4.5 seconds to go. Oh, what a mistake. Ehlers with a foul in the near corner. And that's going to mean Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for Gabe Davenport. The free throw. No good. He missed it.
Well, Gabe, a 50% free throw shooter on the year, but it's not indicative because Gabe is a good shooter.
Next attempt for Gabe on its way. It's rattles in. It danced on the rim, the front of the rim, and fell in. And a timeout called by Ridgeline with 4.5 seconds left in the final period. 58-57 Ridgeline, and we will keep it here for this time around.
Well, I mean, you couldn't have asked for a more exciting finish here at Ridgeline. Falcons 58, Blue Devils 57. Gabe Davenport on the line to shoot one with 4 seconds left. I mean, that's pretty good, Roy. We got ourselves a good one.
Oh, my gosh. I'm thinking of Chevy Chase and Caddyshack. Walks up to the young man and don't worry about this one. If you miss it, we lose. But, hey, these are high school kids. I am not going to use that kind of dialogue, if you will, to apply to these young men because they have worked hard this entire night. trying to keep their 2025-26 season alive.
Well, Gabe's a good kid. He's going to put up a good shot here, and good Lord willing, it'll go down for us.
This upcoming Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Gabe Davenport for the tie. 4.5 seconds left in the fourth quarter. 58-57 Ridgeline. Here's the attempt by Gabe Davenport. It is good.
Never a doubt. Never a doubt. I knew it. Had it all the way.
The ball inbounded to Andreas. 3 seconds. 2 seconds. Crosses midcourt. Might have traveled out front. His three on the way is off the mark. And we will go to overtime.
Free basketball, Roy. Free basketball.
And the Blue Devil partisans behind me on their feet. Rooting on their charges. A bonus panel on its way. The Blue Devils and Ridgeline tied at 58 after four periods of play, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Need to make your house or apartment a little bigger? Hey, remodeling's expensive. All you need to do is store some of your stuff. And Burn Street RV and Mini Storage has the perfect size units for you. Burn Street RV and Mini Storage is located just off of Reese Avenue over by Memorial Golf Course, right here in Walla Walla. Call 520-1467 for more information on the available sizes. That's 520-1467. And if you mention that you heard this ad on the radio, you'll get a special rate. Call now, 520-1467. For Burn Street RV and Mini Storage.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The overtime is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment.
Well, we got 4 minutes of free basketball here, Roy, which is always a good thing. Gabe Davenport stepping up and hitting a clutch pair of free throws there to tie the game. And we are ready for some free basketball at the at the center to get it tipped off here.
All right, here we go in overtime. The tip is controlled by Ridgeline, but it's knocked away by the Blue Devils, and going for a lay-in and scoring off an assist by Gabe Davenport from the midcourt area is Kalama Roberson. And the Blue Devils draw first blood here in the extra session. A 4 minute overtime period. The Blue Devils 60, Ridgeline 58. Far side, Ellers with a basketball. Bit of a palming on the far side. He still possesses the basketball. Passes it in for Mortimer. Now on the near side, here is Andreas driving on the baseline. Throws it up off the glass and off the iron. No good, but they're going to call a foul on the Blue Devils. A tough, tough break there. And it's called on Colt Pemberton. That is his fourth.
That was a pretty expensive one. Little late whistle there. We're just going to have to be careful.
Andreas now with 15 points in the game. His first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is up and good. Here's the next one. And he got that one to tie the score at 60 and 60. Blue Devils possess the basketball. Micah Agert. Derek Bingham between the rings. Inside for Agert. The dribble to the far side. Off for Bingham. High post to Pemberton. Pemberton with a basketball, hands it off on the near side to Roberson. 12 on the shot clock. Roberson into the lane, stops, puts it up. He is fouled from behind, I think, by Mortimer. He got away from Duff down in the low block, and then Mortimer fouled him from behind.
And that's four on Mortimer there, Roy. So the big boys are starting to add up on the fouls.
Kalama Roberson at the free throw line. 3:04 left in overtime. Free throw is off, no good. Gabe Davenport, 8 points in the fourth quarter. 11 in the game. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Roberson. It is up, and he got that one. Another one of those free throws where it hit the front of the rim, danced around a little, and fell in. And the Blue Devils lead 61-60. 2:57 and counting left in overtime. Ellers with a basketball. Bounce at high post. Here is Andreas. Andreas will drive far side. He'll put it up and in. A great drive on the part of Andreas. Pretty good defense that time. Not a whole lot you can do about that. And it's 62-61 in favor of Ridgeline. Agert far side with a basketball. Top of the key. Here is Pemberton. Spin move. Puts it up over Mortimer. It's in and out. No good. A follow by Bingham is good. A Toledo. Bingham with the follow. An overtime. Bada bing. Bada boom. Gives the Blue Devils a 62, or make it a 63-62 lead. 2:18 and counting left in overtime. In the far corner with the basketball is Ehlers. Now it is Gardner on the near side. Look out, Andreas for three. It is up and off the rim. No good. High for the rebound is Bingham. Bingham down the far side on the dribble. Middle of the floor he comes. He will stop. He'll pop. He'll put it up off the back of the rim. No good. And the rebound off to Gardner. And Gardner is going to be blocked and fouled by Bingham.
Well, that wasn't the best decision making by Derek Bingham that I've ever seen. He had two guys out on the wing and chose to take a floater and then made just a... just a dumb foul. I mean, I'm just going to call it like it is.
And that foul will send Gardner to the free throw line for two Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws with a minute and 59 seconds left in the fourth quarter. The first attempt by Gardner is no good. It corkscrewed out on him. That just the fifth free throw attempt in the game for the Falcons. This one for the tie. It's around and in. He got it. The shooter's touch for Gardner, and we're tied at 63. Micah Eggert, front court with a basketball. Now to Derek Bingham. Near side, it's Cole Pemberton. Pemberton on the far side. Here is Eggert. Eggert on the dribble. Now to Pemberton. Far side to Eggert. 10 on the shot clock. Eggert with a basketball, driving near side, puts it up with a right hand and scores! He scores with a scoop shot, driving down the near side, a scoop shot with a right hand. Eggs all around for Blue Devil Nation. Let's make the sunny side up. 65-63, the Blue Devils, 121 and counting left in overtime. Up top with the basketball, here is Ehlers against Bingham. He goes into the lane, ran into his own man, gets up on the near side, Andreas. Andreas will drive near side, kicking on the far side. Here is Duff, a two-point shot off the front of the rim. Rebound deflected by Pemberton, taken by Davenport, and now it is off to Bingham. 103 and counting left in the fourth quarter, 65-63, the Blue Devils. Micah Eggert with a basketball. Eggert around a pick out front by Pemberton, now to Derek Bingham. Bingham looking to drive near side. He is cut off. Goes into the lane. Tried to force one up. The shot blocked.
Why?
It is blocked by Ehlers. Ehlers with a bounce pass far side lane. Put up and good by Gardner to tie up the ball game at 65.
When you get into trouble, you have to kick the ball out. You have to kick the ball out.
And a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 34 and 2/10 seconds remaining in overtime. We are tied at 65 and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back at Ridgeline High School near Spokane, along with Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. We are tied at 65. We are in overtime. The winner will see its season continue. The loser will see its season come to an end. We are in loser out action in the Class 3A District 6 Boys Basketball Tournament. 34 and 2/10 seconds remaining in overtime.
Well, both teams fighting for their lives, and regardless of however this shakes out, both teams have given an absolutely fantastic effort tonight.
Blue Devils to inbound on the far sideline front court, presented by Washington Trust Bank. Ball tossed into the backcourt by Eggert to Derek Bingham. He is guarded by Ehlers. Between the rings to Gabe Davenport. Bounce at high post to Pemberton. Cole Pemberton with a basketball. Near side, Davenport spots up for a three. It's short, no good, and the rebound off to Mortimer. Down to Ehlers.
That was the shot we wanted. We got it. It just didn't go down for us.
Down to 12 seconds left in overtime. Here is Mortimer with a basketball. We're down to 8 seconds, still on the dribble. Almost traveled. Top of the key, here's Ehlers. Ehlers down the near side, picked up by Pemberton. He tries to force one up. He lost the ball going up, and Pemberton will throw it to the other end, and we will go to a second overtime. Ha! Holy Toledo! This thing is not over yet. We are going to go to a second overtime period. This time we are tied at 65, and we'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
Quality isn't expensive, it's priceless. This old saying is true not only for your doctor or lawyer, it's true for your auto mechanic as well. Everybody wants to work with a mechanic they can trust. That's why more and more folks are coming to us at Walla Walla Transmission on the corner of Bennett and West Rose Street. Hi, Julie Doty here. At Walla Walla Transmission, we have ASE-certified technicians with over 40 years of combined experience. We specialize in transmission service and repair, but can fix darn near anything that rolls in. Call us at 525-8710. That's 525-8710.
KGDC Walla Walla.
The second overtime is presented by our good friend, former Wahai athlete Darren Harvey at Mountain High Truck and Equipment.
Well, I'm running out of paper to chart my stats, Roy. If this thing goes into the seventh quarter, I don't know what I'm going to do. But it hasn't disappointed. These two teams are evenly matched, and they're fighting hard, and it's been a lot of fun to watch these kids go at it here tonight.
Your Edward Jones Lawson Knight scoreboard update. Wahai 65, Ridgeline 65, and the tip controlled by Ridgeline to begin the second overtime. Andreas with a basketball. Andreas with 18 points in the game. Far side to Gardner. Free throw line extended. Gets it up top to Ehlers. Near side. Here is a three on the way. Put up and good from the near wing by Andreas.
Well, you can't keep kids like him down. I mean, senior leaders, senior scorers are going to find a way when it's big time.
That puts the pressure on the Blue Devils, who trail 68-65. Near side, dumpster with a basketball. Now to Derek Bingham. Bingham looking to drive near side, and he is tied up inside by Andreas. And they're going to say he knocked the ball out of bounds, and the ball will go back to Ridgeline.
Well, that's two possessions that, unfortunately, Derek Bingham has made some poor choices. He's just gotten down into no man's land, and rather than kick it out, he's turned the ball over. We need to be smarter with the basketball here.
Good defense by Andreas to force the turnover. Ridgeline in possession of the basketball, leading 68-65. And here's a lost ball near side, but it's recovered by Gardner. Up top to Andreas. 13 seconds on the shot clock. Andreas picked up on a switch by Pemberton. Double team for just a moment. Gets it on the far side to Ehlers. Bounce it inside. Now down to 6 seconds. And here's a pass inside. Shot put up and missed by Duff. Off a pass by Mortimer.
Gardner
there for the follow is Ehlers. And Ridgeline up 70-65. Far side here is Roberson. Roberson will put it up far side. Air ball. He forced it. And the rebound comes off to Ehlers. Far side to Andreas. 70-65 in favor of Ridgeline. Ball in the near corner. Wide open. Gardner for three. That's off the rim. No good. And going over the back and picking up his fifth personal foul on the rebound. Going over the back of Pemberton is Mortimer.
Look, we're a really good basketball team when we get the shots we want. When we try to force it, we are not a good basketball team. The last three possessions, we've tried to force a shot. We need to be more patient and get good on balance looking at the bucket shots.
Back into the ball game for Ridgeline is Downard, 70-65 in favor of Ridgeline. 2:20 and counting left in the fourth quarter. Here is Pemberton down the near side, puts it up, misses it. He left it short, and the rebound off to Ridgeline. One and done for the Blue Devils. 2:10 and counting left in the fourth. 70-65 in favor of Ridgeline. Far side with the basketball. Here is Andreas. He will drive. Get it to Gardner. Now inside. Shot blocked from behind by Bingham. He blocked the attempt by Downard, but they're going to call a foul on Derek Bingham.
Boy, that looked awful clean to me, Roy. But I get it, you know, give it to the officials. They've called a good game so far. They haven't called a lot of ticky-tack fouls. That one may be a little tough for us, but hopefully he'll miss these free throws.
The first free throw by Downard, presented by Walla Walla Daily Grind, rattles in. And Ridgeline up 71-65 with exactly 2 minutes left in the fourth quarter. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind attempt for Downard. It is up and it is around and off. He missed it. It stays a two-possession game. Here is Micah Eggert in the backcourt, being bodied a bit by Duff as he negotiates into the front court. Now a silly foul, a reach-in foul on Duff. That'll stop the clock with 1:51 to go. That is a silly, silly foul. Eggert on the dribble, back to the basket, some 40 feet from the basket. Duff reaches in and fouls him.
Yeah, not really sure what Duff is thinking right there, but then again, he is a teenage boy.
The first Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Micah Eggert is up and good. Blue Devils trail 71-66 with 1:51 to go in the second overtime. Another Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw for Micah Eggert. Micah's free throw on its way. It's good. Got them both to make it a four-point spread. 71-67 Ridgeline. The Blue Devils going with a 2-2-1 zone press. Ehlers in the backcourt. Gets it on the near side to Duff. Duff will loop it out front to Ehlers. Now to Andreas. 1:38 and counting left in the fourth. 71-67 Ridgeline. There's a shot from the far side. It's put up and good. Down low in deep on the right-hand side by Downard.
It's a nice ball movement by Ridgeline there, working around to get a really good shot down low.
73-67 at Ridgeline. 1:20 and counting left in the fourth. Here's a three near side by Dumpster, and it rattles home. A dumpster fire here in the second overtime keeps Blue Devil hopes alive. A one-possession game, 73-70 Ridgeline. Near side, Duff with a basketball. On the wing, free throw line extended, gets it up top to Ehlers on the far side. It is Andreas. Andreas on the far side, Gardner bounce it inside. And they'll kick it in the near corner. Here is Duff for three. It's off the rim, no good, but the rebound is taken by Downard. And they can milk some more clock, but down to 48 seconds left in the second overtime. 73-70 in favor of Ridgeline. Duff on the dribble out front with... guarded by Pemberton. 15 seconds on the shot clock. Here he goes into the lane, throws up a runner. It's around and off, no good, and the rebound off to Pemberton. Blue Devils a chance to tie as we go inside of 30 seconds left in the second overtime on a timeout called by the Blue Devils with 27.1 seconds remaining in overtime number two, period number six, 73-70. Ridgeline will be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM, KGDC.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
KGDC Walla Walla.
Back again at Ridgeline High School along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia. The Wahai Blue Devil boys trailing the Ridgeline Falcons 73-70. We are in the second overtime. This loser out game in the Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament. 27.1 seconds on the clock.
We're going to have to be cutting and moving to get a good shot and then active on the glass.
Ball bounce to Derek Bingham. Bingham to Eggert between the rings. Micah Eggert out front for Dumpster. Dumpster near side to Pemberton. In the near corner, here is Dumpster. Dribbles to the wing. Up top it goes to Micah Eggert. 8 seconds on the shot clock. Eggert will drive near side. He'll get it off for Dumpster. Three near side by Dumpster is off the front of the rim. No good. Bingham keeps it alive, puts it back in the lane. No, but a foul is going to be called with 3 seconds left in the second overtime. And that foul is going to be called on Gardner.
Well, Derek has to kick that out. Two does us no good unless, you know, unless he makes that. But hopefully we can manufacture something in these final 3 seconds.
Walla Walla Daily Grind free throws for Derek Bingham. The first on its way. It's off the rim, no good. It remains 73-70 Ridgeline with 3 seconds left in the second overtime. And a timeout called by Ridgeline. We will keep it here with 3 seconds left in the second overtime. It's a full timeout. Ridgeline 73, the Blue Devils 70, Peter.
Well, we're going to have to rely on a little bit of divine providence here, I think. Regardless of whether Derek makes this free throw or not, we're going to have to get the ball back in a hurry
and get one in the bucket.
Well, it's all come down to this. I'm guessing the free throw out of the timeout is going to be missed intentionally. Blue Devils need to maybe tip it out front and try what would be a game-tying three. That's about the only option they have right now with just 3 seconds left in overtime number two.
Yeah. Jacob Griffith just checked in, and he's clearly one of our better rebounders, so we're going to send Jay Griff at it. We're going to have Kalama down there. So, you know, we got our bounciest guys involved, but we got to have things go our way to come out smelling like a rose here.
Another Zip Zone Conoco substitution for the Blue Devils. Gabe Davenport has checked in. And Derek Bingham will attempt a second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw. His free throw, he made it. Tried to miss it, but did not. Now the ball inbounded to Andreas, and he is fouled with 1.7 seconds to go. 73-71 in favor of Ridgeline. I think they might put some time back on the clock. So I find it hard to believe that 1.3 seconds went off that time, Peter.
That was a pretty fast 1.3 seconds.
So Andreas to the free throw line. A chance to put this thing away with 1.7 seconds to go. 73-71 Ridgeline. He missed the first free throw.
Okay.
So even
still
if he makes this, if he makes this, it's a one-score game. 1.7 seconds left, 73-71 in favor of Ridgeline. Second Walla Walla Daily Grind free throw is missed. Rebound deflected by Pemberton. Far side, this ball game is over. And the Blue Devil season is over. Final score, Ridgeline 73, Wahai 71. We'll be back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Blue Devil Radio, presented by Big Blue Boosters on 1320 AM and 92.9 FM. KGDC.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
Is inflation weighing you down? Navigating today's complex markets can be overwhelming. Financial advisors Bill Fleener and Brandon Zaro of D.A. Davidson can help bring clarity to your financial picture. They can work with you to develop a personalized wealth strategy, putting your interests first. We may not know what the future holds, but with a plan in place, you can prepare for whatever comes your way. Call Fleener Zaro Wealth Management at 509-526-5755. A member of D.A. Davidson & Company, member SIPC.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
KGDC Walla Walla.
And back once again at Ridgeline High School near Spokane, along with Peter Allen. I'm Roy Elia. The Wahai Blue Devils 2025-26 boys basketball season has come to an end. The homestanding Ridgeline Falcons defeat the Blue Devils in a loser-out game in this Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament by a final score of 73-71. And our postgame show is presented by our good friend, Big Blue Booster Phil Chevelle at Chevelle Construction. We begin with our Eric Kimball, CPA Player of the Game recognition. Peter, we have a lot of candidates, no question about it, but I'm thinking Gabe Davenport. He had 11 points in the game, had 8 in the fourth quarter, including a couple of free throws with 4.5 seconds left in the fourth quarter that forced overtime.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, Roy. You know,
Gabe had good minutes throughout the game. He came in, he was active on defense. He got a couple rebounds, which is good when he goes into the tall trees. But his fourth quarter, you know, he hit those two free throws to send us into overtime to begin with. Hit two big threes in fourth quarter. You know, he had a great game. He's a great kid, and I think he's our player of the game.
So for his efforts this evening, we recognize Gabe Davenport as our Eric Kimball CPA player of the game. And now final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information. The final scoring in the game for Ridgeline, Andreas with 21, Gardner with 10, Duff 13, 2 points for Dimitrov, 5 points were scored by Downard, 2 for Hebden, and 16 for Ellers, and 4 points for Mortimer. 31 field goals in the game for Ridgeline, 7 from outside the arc. Ridgeline 4 of 10 from the free throw line, and Ridgeline was called for 13 personal fouls. For the Blue Devils, Kalama Roberson with 13, Micah Eggert 10, Derek Bingham with 17, Gabe Davenport 11, Jacob Griffith with a deuce, actually two free throws, equaling that deuce. Colt Pemberton with 14 points, Niall Dumpser with 6. The Blue Devils 27 field goals in the game, 5 from Bruce Reed territory. That means $50 more to Big Blue Boosters. Compliments of George and Chase Hessler at Edward Jones. The Blue Devils 12 of 18 from the free throw line. The Blue Devils were called for 14 personal fouls. Ridgeline was called for 13. Personal fouls. Our final statistics presented by our good friends, Wahai alums Jay and Paul Babbitt at the MacArthur Company, providing wholesale construction materials for residential and commercial roofing, HVAC, mechanical insulation, and waterproofing products. Call 509-542-5837 for more information.
Well, you know, it was certainly an entertaining game, Roy. Our kids fought their hearts out. You know, at the end of the day, it really came down to Ridgeline was just really good on the boards, and they got second and third shots and converted. We did a good job on defense. We did a good job on Andreas in 6 quarters. He only had 21, which is a season average. They were able to spread it around a little bit, but, you know, I thought we did a good job. You know, on offense, we had moments where we found good shots, where we were patient and really moved the ball around well. Down the stretch, we got a little impatient, forced up some shots, and got ourselves in a hole. So, you know, that happens. But a great season. We got 3 great seniors who finished their careers here tonight. Niall Dumpser, Colt Pemberton, and Jacob Griffith. You know, 4 years of Wahai basketball. They worked hard. They're a boon to the program. We're going to miss them next year, but, you know, they're going to be they're great humans, and we look forward to seeing what they're going to do in the future.
Without question, all class, all around for this Wahai boys basketball program, and it's a bittersweet time now because, as it turns out, this is our last Wahai basketball broadcast of the 2025-26 season. A lot of excitement, a lot of thrills and spills, a lot of roller coaster type moments, but the Blue Devils, we thank them oh so very much for giving us a lot of that excitement and a lot of those thrills, spills, and chills, quite frankly.
Yeah, and I just have to thank you, Roy, for letting me come and enjoy it with you a few times. You know, what started out as a Big Blue Boosters auction item, and please come to that event. It's wonderful. Really has turned into an enjoyable experience to be able to broadcast. 3 of the Lady Blue Devils games, 5 of the boys games. It's just been a real joy. So you've made it very, very easy, my friend. And anytime you call, boy, I am honored to be a part of this.
Sounds great. Really appreciate your efforts, Peter Allen, and thank the efforts of everybody in Blue Devil Nation. And we talk about that as we wrap up our post-game show presented by Chevelle Construction. It's that bittersweet time where we send out thank yous, as it turns out, for the final time this year. We first want to thank Ridgeline Athletic Director Grady Emerson for affording us a Tallman's Pharmacy broadcast location courtside at this beautiful facility. We greatly appreciate it, and We, of course, want to thank all of the great people in Walla Walla School District 140 for their support of our broadcast, including Superintendent Dr. Ben Guyan, Principal John Schumacher, and Athletic Director Chris Ferenz. We also want to thank the Wahigh boys and girls basketball teams for providing a lot of excitement. We want to thank Coach Clark and his girls basketball staff. We appreciate it. We thank the young ladies for a lot of great moments this year. We also want to thank Coach Hessler and his coaching staff and the Wahigh Blue Devil boys for making it all worthwhile during this 2025-26 season. Of course, want to thank our great in-studio engineers that we had this season. In particular, Juliana Brower, the former Juliana Fazari, a great job at the controls tonight as usual. Also had younger brother Gabe, and we also had Sebastian get in on the fray a little bit during the course of this year. We thank you all very, very much. And, of course, I want to thank station manager Rod Fazari for giving me the opportunity to bring Wahigh basketball into the homes of Blue Devil Nation, and on occasion joined by one Peter Allen. We thank you oh so very much, Rod. Thank you so much for the opportunity and very much look forward to what is to come in the future. And, of course, want to thank all of the great sponsors who helped make these broadcasts possible. And, of course, want to thank each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation for tuning in to our Blue Devil basketball coverage this evening and throughout the course of this 2025-26 basketball season. For Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia telling you one final time in this 2025-26 campaign, the Wahigh Blue Devil boys in double overtime had their 2025-26 season come to an end. The Blue Devils losing tonight to the Ridgeline Falcons. Ridgeline ekes out a loser-out contest in this Class 3A District 6 boys basketball tournament. A final score of 73-71. It is now time for the baby boy of the late Elvita Elia, 1943 graduate of Walla Walla High School, and return you to the studios of your home for Blue Devil Radio, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM KGDC. And from Ridgeline High School near Spokane, for Peter Allen, I'm Roy Elia. Wishing each and every one of you in Blue Devil Nation, in the words of my former broadcast partner, the late Bud Bowman, paraphrasing a bit, wish each and every one of you a very pleasant and a very heartfelt good evening.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of Wahigh Blue Devils basketball on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 on your FM dial. Join us again next time for Blue Devils Radio, right here on Walla Walla's KGDC.